Blog Talk Radio. don't wanna hurt you, believe. I don't wanna learn from the heat. That would mean that you will leave. Who are we anyway? We can't ignore it, baby. Who do you better waste? Are we just over it?
Ever since I left you in my space, it's been nothing but your face. Bookmarking memories and enemies and fake chemistry. And I tell my homies, I can't take her no more, I'm a quitter. They say, oh, look at the little baby, he a twitter. All tender, go figure. Oh, shit. So that's how they see me now. Cause every weight that she put on me is like Instagram, I mean an Instagram of stress and worry. Huh. That's all she wanna do now. Clapping and snapping, chatting and yapping. You want me to get lost in your world? I guess we both gonna be waiting. Well, it was fun while I lasted. Them lies just longer than bonds.
Good plenty like a Georgia peach tree. Picking sweet twigs behind the seeds. Running down your feet. Water flooding. Feeling, feeling, up to my teeth. I looked over to the left. I think we should let it rain tonight. It's so I love it when we slip in line. Don't stop loving, got a tough supply. Sleep, wake up and repeat.
Let me be And me change the world. Good evening. Music kind of low. Just a little bit. We'll turn it up a little bit. See what we can do. Welcome to the Starship known as Tiffany Radio Universe, a real entertainment network where we encourage you to always take your socks off. Baby. Now, tonight, World Council, the Egalitarian Conscious Community Panel. Discussion that dialogue around current events, relationship issues, community issues, issues. And tonight we're going to talk about body dysmorphia, some cases that are in the news, or have been in the news. We're going to talk about to date or chase. Are you turning your man to side chicks? We got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to kick it. We're here for a good time, not a long time, but we're going to make sure that it pops and crackleates with you because of the War Council is most expressive, super excellent and dope people that you should know. And if you don't know, you will know, and you can get to cracking. So first, let's bring in the eloquent one, the good brother, Wendell Berry. Good brother, how are you, sir?
Peace. Good to be with you, brother. All is well. Glad to
man,
be here.
All the time, man. I feel like I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays, bro.
It's been a minute,
man.
It's okay, though,
because you're here now.
Are in the building.
Right. So we got you. Matter of fact, run across the room real quick. Run back. Then while we get here, we're going to go to my favorite Philly John, one of my favorite Philly Johns, Danielle. Danielle, are you there?
Hey, what's up, people? I'm here.
And again, dope people, one and all. You should know, incredible. We'll be joined later by some other people who will be coming in a little late through the door, but we're going to get the discussion started nonetheless. And, of course, our station manager is a very good brother. The Green Eyed Bandit, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Metals. Are you there, sir?
Hey, what's happening? Mahavi, Wendell, La Pearl, right. La Negra. Good to be here.
Hey.
It's kind of weird. We're a little light on the ladies tonight. A little light. But it's all right, though. I heard VIP is listening. If she wants to participate, she'll raise her hand. And, of course, Boss Man is in the back somewhere. I'm pretty sure if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. All right, so this is what I wanted to bring before y'all. Before we get into the other stuff, right, I just saw something. it was just the wildest thing I seen, right? So hold on, let me cut this music. Right, y'all can hear me clear, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all can hear me? All right, so, you know, I was watching this thing, Coffee Pod, by Chishazed, right? And it comes across because, you know, I have, like, a search that does certain things that brings things up, right? So the thing that he presented for himself, he said, like, the woman, like, a man is dating a woman, and she says, I need $250 for my three kids, right? They're dating. They're not in a relationship. So I'm gonna play a portion of that for y'all, so y'all can hear it. So I'm gonna switch it over,
and I'm gonna hand it over here. Hold on.
Joseph, YouTube, welcome to the Coffee Pot. My name is Chishazed.
Wait, hold on. Is that too loud?
No, that's good. I can hear it.
Is that too loud? All right, so y'all can. Okay, I'm hitting it right now. Hold on.
Feel better. Yo, check this out. This is crazy. Woman says, if you're going to take me on a date, I need $250 for the babysitter for my three kids. You guys, check out this text conversation of a man who wants to take out a woman out on a date. She happens to have three kids. So the conversation starts out with her texting him and saying, hey, can you send me $250 for the babysitter tonight? With a question mark. He responds and says, hey, that's blurred out. I'm assuming it says B, but I'm not gonna jump to assumptions. What do you guys think? He goes on to say, do you want me to pay for your babysitter and the date? With the emoji eyes, she responds to him and says, you're the man, right? I'm a single mother of three, and this is part of dating me. So at this point, the guy is shocked, right? He responds and says, wow, this is not in my budget. I had a real nice evening planned for us, and I can't add $250 to the evening. I'm sorry. He didn't like that coffee. Put that coffee down. She responds to him and says, wow, enjoy the evening by yourself. Tired of dating broke men.
I'm going to stop it right there.
I'm going to switch it back over to the main audio. Switching back over to the main audio. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yep.
So I'll switch it back over to the main audio. And I absolutely had to bring this up to see where y'all was at with this joint, to see how y'all felt about it, because I know it was crazy. Lisa Lips just came in here. Lisa Lips.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, yeah. So did you hear the last segment, what I just played?
Yes, I just heard the audio you just played.
Okay. All right. So. Let's go at it. Because I gotta get your opinion on this to see how y'all feeling about this before we move on to the other stuff. So this is my opener. What do y'all think about that?
She done bumped her head and gone completely crazy.
She done lost her rabbit mind.
Yes, she has.
Entitlement had a name.
Man, look, yeah. I don't know where she got that from, okay, but that babysitting thing, it ain't his damn kids. I understand he want to take her out, but come on now. To babysit, who's being paid?
Right. I'm about to say $250. Where do they live? What
honestly,
babysitter
is
$250?
I ain't never heard no babysitter getting paid over $100. But, man, that woman done bumped her and gone completely crazy. She's mad.
She's trying to finesse people. It goes right back to, in my opinion, lack of good faith. This man trying to take her out to get to know her. There should not be a $250 poll tax for him to take her out and spend more money on her to have a good time getting to know her. I mean, she just told him everything he needs to know. She saved
great.
Him
absolutely.
A whole bunch of money.
Absolutely.
No way. And if she got any girlfriends, cause I hope her girlfriend got sense enough to tell her, girl, you crazy. What's the matter with you?
at that man for the
Come on, you know her girlfriends are going to hype her up and tell her she's absolutely right and to leave these dusties alone?
No.
Come on now.
See, me and my girlfriends, we come from a different cloth. We got sense, okay? Common sense. Ain't no way in the world. And
She said, I'm so tired of dating broke men. I'm tired.
That's understandable, but guess what? There's a thing called being reasonable, all right? If you want this man to contribute to watching your babies, you got to be reasonable, okay? Come on now. $250, really?
Right. Nothing he's done says that he's a broke man. That she just wants him to pay for every possible thing.
Yeah. If it's not you doing everything that I say do, then you're broke by default. I mean, that's the entitlement of it.
That's the entitlement of it. Yes, I agree with that. But let me focus in on Poetic because I believe you've been through something like this before, right? I do believe that something like you have to mention no names, but. What do you think?
Bruh, this woman crazy. And the crazy thing is women out here that really believe this. Bro, I swear I forgot. She really saved him a lot of drama.
Yeah, she so good.
Show me your colors up front so I know whether or not I'm going to deal. After she'd have said that, it wouldn't have been no more conversation. It wouldn't have been no more conversation. Ain't nothing else for me to talk about. She'd have been blocked. I'd erased her number. No, she done. It ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell.
That's crazy.
So yeah, so that's absolutely like a bad day. But I'm gonna see. Let me play you some of the responses that people who heard it what
they thought their thinking was on top of that, which is nuts. Hold on for a second. Let me get to it. So.
What do you guys think of this comment? This blew me away. As always, this had everybody talking, and a lot of men chimed in to the situation. This is what they had to say. This gentleman said, I'll never understand the concept of the person begging, calling the other person broke. 300-plus likes, and other gentleman added and said, never try to mend heart you didn't break or take care of any babies you didn't make. Handshake emoji, and another person says, why are you going out with a single mother with three kids anyway? Red flag. We got another comment from another man here who says, at dinner, she will also order for entrees to go. He dodged a bullet. A woman here says, what babysitter costs $250 for an evening? And finally, the last comment here from a gentleman says, hold the line, gentlemen, and watch out for the bait and switch around the holidays. So I actually saw this post shared by Coach Greg Adams and decided to share it here on the Coffee Pod. It's real interesting, man, that a lot of women expect you to take care of their kids. There are a lot of women like this before you even realize whether you like them or not, for real, right? They expect you to pitch in. They want to make sure that you're stepdaddy material. I remember the last video I released of a woman who says she's looking for a man who's going to love her son, who's not his, more than he will love her. That's insanity. Why a lot of men today have a hard time taking single mothers seriously. Are there single mothers out there who are worth dating? Yeah, they exist.
Hold on, I'm going to switch back. So, you know, he gets into a further discussion about dating single mothers and things of that sort. But, I mean, I think the response is apropos. Do y'all have any comments on that? Huh? Y'all have any comments on that? Can y'all hear me?
Okay. As far as the dating a single mother that has, what do you say, three children? That's a choice. I don't see anything wrong with that. But I think before you go out on a date, these people need to have more conversations first. And this obviously this is a first date, okay, that they're going out on. Maybe they should try going out for some coffee first before all this old expensive-ass bullshit kicks in, because to me it's just, it's not reasonable to have these expectations of these men. And these men, I mean, it's a choice. Not everybody has children, but there's a good majority of single parents out here. And I don't think that – now, let me stop right there. I have two girlfriends that are single women. One of them has 16 children, and the other one, she has 18 children. She's never been married. When you run into a woman and you find out she got a whole village like that, that's a deterrent. But a couple of kids, I don't think that should be too much of an issue. But I really think these people need to take more time before they, before that first initial date, and talk to one another a little bit more. Because these people are not getting to know one another. They finding out this like at the last minute, sound like to me. You know, this money thing and this kid thing. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Poetic, do you have somebody order extra when you went out?
You said what now?
Didn't you have somebody order extra when you went out?
Man, the audacity, bro. The audacity. Order appetizers.
Didn't he say he ordered extra?
Then order the meal. And then he came back ordering some appetizers. I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. First thing I said to myself, I love to eat. She love to eat. We not going to work out. Because she love to eat more than I do. We not going to work out.
No. Oh, I just found $40. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's mine.
All the way over here. Through the phone.
Yeah.
I give it to you when I see you.
Right?
How about that?
But that's funny, though. But, I mean, the entitlement. I'm going to go with Wendell on this. The entitlement. You know, because I think I've seen another thing of this woman on TikTok and how she was, like, dissing this dude. Like, he's like, she went out with him, had a family. Like, he was a good dude and all sense of thing. And she had mad kids. He didn't have no kids. And she was just playing him. And it was like, she was, like, acting like this. And she's like, I want to date a drug dealer. I need somebody with the money that, you know, I want somebody who has a 9-to-5. I was like, what did they find? These women that just be like, yo, you automatically, I'm tired of bringing, you know. And I think it's like one of those things where she might be cute. But the thing is that he said, I had a lovely evening planned. That's the thing that caught me out there, because a lot of complaints is like, yo, men don't plan things. They don't set
right.
things up. They don't do certain things. You'll hear that complaint a lot. But he's like, I can't add another $250 to my budget, right? Which
mm-hmm.
means he clearly planned something out. He had a budget in mind. He budgeted to that. He's not willing to risk his financial security or make something slip because she needs this extra money. And the way she said it, she said, hey, I need $250. Like I know you got to give it to me.
Yeah, yeah. There was zero
part of dating me.
Yeah, it was it's the expectation. She expected him to do that. It was no, it wasn't even a question of will you or won't you or would you help me or could she ask any other way. She wasn't asking him anything. She expected him to do that.
Yeah, it was a demand. It was the audacity.
Right. Right.
Right. Exactly.
But my question is, right, if she's tired of dating broke men, what happened to the fathers of her three children? That's one. Two,
right.
Not to judge her or say anything else that's going on with that. But the idea, because you can date someone with kids. you know, part of my story is, you know, when my father met my mother, right, she had three kids off the top. And the thing was, when he was trying to merge the family together, like, I got pictures. I have pictures of my older brothers in my grandmother's house with taking pictures with my brothers before I even came along. And it was my grandmother who thought my mother was spoiled goods. You know? So you do have that, but what happened was my older brothers went with my grandfather and my mother continued on with us, which is kind of fucked up, but that's a whole other different story. But the idea is that it does and can and will happen. You will meet someone who has extra children, but the idea of being able to tell somebody like, yo, take care of my kids. Like, you know, even if you're not anything else, like if you're not tied, you know, it feels like an exchange. Can I say that? I'd rather say exchange than other words, but what do y'all think?
What they say, they tricking us.
Shout out to
Edwina
who just came in. Shout out to Edwina who just came in the room.
Hey, y'all. Hello, everybody.
What's up, Queen? Hey.
Now it's nice and balanced. It's nice and balanced. All right, so let's take one more comment before we move on to the what you call it. Before I get to it, but, you know. I mean, we were talking about dating. We're gonna keep coming back to dating because there's a few things they want to get to. So I want to go, like, I'm gonna get to the body dysmorphia last, but I'm trying to get to the thing that I put in the chat, and I wanna play that. Hold for a second. Where is it? No, hold it. Almost got it. Because we're going to talk about the BBLs and stuff like that. But hold on. Where is it? Hold for a second. I might have passed it. Hold on. Yeah, I think I might pass it. I want to return to the thing, man. Where's this thing at? So it's taking me like a minute to find this thing. I had it set up on my phone. Probably be easier if I found it on my phone. Anyway, that being said, so would you date someone who clearly has a mental health issue, but, you know, the mental health issue is kept in check by medication. They're perfect when they're on their medication, but they're imperfect when they're without.
Nope.
Would you?
Because people are not dependable. They're not responsible enough for me to keep up with their meds, and they might feel spiteful one day and not take it on purpose. Nope, I'm not taking that chance. Sorry, love you, bye.
I mean, to be honest,
you should love you, bye.
We all got mental issues. Some of us just ain't taking medication for it. What do you mean?
True.
That part.
You ever date somebody bipolar?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
And what a roller coaster ride.
Exactly. I'm good. I'm done with the musical part.
It's like having multiple women at once.
I'm good.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a second. I wasn't ready.
Right.
What do you mean?
No, that's true. That is very true.
I was not ready. It's like having multiple women.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think I found it. Okay, hold on. We just open it up. All right. So I'm gonna put that in the parking lot because I finally found the thing I was looking for. But
okay.
Is it possible, men and women, but we're going to deal with the sisters first. We're going to talk about the men alongside. I want to play this clip by the sister who I put in the thing, you know, where she basically is saying that you can drive your man off by how you're behaving. And so this is her thing. You can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play the clip. Here's the clip.
Lots of data. The number one concern on men is that women don't listen. Women always talk about men that don't know how to communicate, but y'all don't freaking listen. The only comment, the only post that the women are commenting on, I got 999 videos on here, and I'm exaggerating. And the only post that y'all chicks, and this is for the chicks, not the grown, mature women, the only post that y'all chicks commented on was the one that said something about a side chick. First of all, let me tell y'all this. It's a skit. I'm not a side chick. Y'all so ignorant, and I'm going to just be real frank with y'all. Y'all so ignorant, y'all can't get the point. Secondly, y'all can't even look at the men's comments to know that the men are saying, the men, you want to know why men have side chicks? Just look at the comments. But y'all so busy wanting to blame the men. Oh, you giving men an excuse to cheat. Nobody's giving a man an excuse to cheat. Let me teach y'all something as women, because clearly y'all need to learn this. The reality in this world is there are side chicks. The reality in this world is some women, wives included, are not doing what you're supposed to do to sustain a relationship. Some of y'all are just not doing what y'all supposed to do. And that is the reality. Nobody's blaming you. You're being held accountable for the fact that your man has to go outside of the relationship for something that you're not willing to give him. But you don't want to hear that. You want to sit and blame folks. Oh, if he want to go and do it, then go do it. And a man going to cheat if a man going to cheat. No, a boy's going to cheat if a boy's going to cheat. A lot of y'all got good, decent, hardworking men that y'all won't appreciate, that y'all won't show no love to, that y'all won't respect, that y'all put your mama and your daddy and your girlfriends before, that y'all talk slick to, that all y'all do is spend his money. Y'all won't bring nothing to the relationship. And I'm talking about wives and girlfriends. And you talking about, oh, side chicks, and he wrong, and you promoting side chicks. No, I said to you, the reason why your relationship is suffering and a side chick could creep in, it's because you're not doing what you used to do. You then got this man, wrote to men, got your ring, and now he's supposed to live in a house of hell with no affection, no love, no understanding, no support, no cheerleading, no sex, no love, no fun. He's supposed to be with you just because he married you or just because he's lucky to have you as his girlfriend. Bullshit. How about that? Did y'all want to come on my feet and argue back and forth with my brothers? I told y'all what y'all not going to do on here is argue with the men. If you are not here to listen and learn, get the step and keep it moving and go somewhere else and unfollow me. I don't care about your follow. If you are unproductive and not ready to listen as a woman, go on them women back, them man bashing pages. Go listen to them male gurus, male relationship experts that screaming and tickling your ears and saying what you want to hear, and your relationship still ain't shit. How about that? Those comments underneath that side chick post that I put up are disturbing, as the women on there that claim they want a man, but when somebody say a side chick gonna come take your man because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you still talking. relationship. How about you got to give a man the same energy that he giving you, then get the hell out of the relationship. Because you don't know how to control yourself, and you are not who you are. You are not a whole person. If what a man does can control you, to withdraw sex, to be mean to him, to talk crazy to him, and then blame it on him, you're not ready to be in a relationship. Because it ain't him, it's you. And if you don't like me, I don't care. But the truth of the matter is, a side chick is going to take your man. And all them women that's talking about it's cheaper to keep her. Let me tell y'all something in 2022. Let me tell y'all, let me tell the it's cheaper to keep her crew something. Let me tell the it's cheaper to keep her crew, just in case you come in there and you need to hear who I'm talking to right now. Let me tell the wife that say it's cheaper to keep her, so he ain't going nowhere, you ain't going to get him. He's going somewhere. Because you know what? That's an old saying, it's cheaper to keep her, from back in the day. In 2022, men want their peace of mind to be valued, love, to have a woman next to them that has fun, makes them happy. Not all the time, because we don't have moments, but nobody wants to be in the house with a miserable old B-I-T-C-H that ain't holding her weight. So men, it's cheaper for them to go get their peace of mind, because guess what men are saying now? I can make more money. I can make more money. I can never get my peace of mind and happiness, Matt, but I can make more money. So I will leave you. So check it, wives and girlfriends who talk about it's cheaper to keep her and all of that other stuff. He'll do the same thing to you. No, he won't, because I won't be you. He won't do the same thing to me, because I'll be nice to him. Even when we're in a relationship, he won't do the same thing to me, because I'll keep myself up. I'll go to the gym, and he won't do the same thing to me, because when he say, baby, maybe we need to go to the gym. I know you just had a baby 5 years ago, but maybe we can go to the gym together. I'll say, okay, babe, and I won't take offense. He won't treat me the same way he treats you, because I won't be you. You know why I won't be you? Because somebody told me the same thing about myself. Somebody told me the reason why your man probably seeing somebody else because your ass ain't nice. Somebody said the same thing to me because you walk around in your house in dirty sweats and dirty slippers and you don't look attractive to him anymore because you got him. Because somebody told me the same thing. Not only did somebody tell me the same thing, I did data on thousands of men who said, this is why I'm not attracted to my wife anymore. This is why I have a side chick. No, it's not right to cheat. We all know that. We all know it ain't right to cheat. We all know side chicks need to get their whole entire life together. They don't belong sleeping with nobody else's man. But the reality of the situation is this is what's happening because women, wives, girlfriends, you are not willing to step your game up when you think somebody.
I'm switching over now. I know that was a lot. I know that was a lot. I was going to cut it, but I just, like, let the whole clip play. So, War Council, your opinion.
I got a lot to say about this one right here.
Sister snapped on me.
So, I agree with her to a certain extent. Because she's hitting on a lot of personal things for women that didn't deserve it. They just had greedy, selfish, petty men. Okay. Can you all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. They had greedy, selfish, petty men that just didn't appreciate what they had at home. A lot of women... they don't stop
that's
the sex.
That's my female for you. I'm not disabling my boobies. So not disabling my boobies. I'm trying.
Hello?
Yeah, I was waiting
for
her to finish.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There are some men out there that are just as selfish and simple-minded as these women. I get the part with her saying about going to the gym, but some women have struggled with their weight. They have been at a very nice size, very shapely, and it still wasn't enough, okay? It's a lot of specifics that need to go behind that one because there may be a particular health issue rather than just visual aesthetics that is prompting him to tell, you know, to let her know, come on, baby, let's go to the gym, okay? Oh, my God, it's so much. I'm telling you, I got a lot to say because I went through a lot of that bullshit with my husband. Mm-hmm. He was very, very selfish, man. He did not respect me. He did not he was very insecure, and that was the main reason why he acted like he did. But I'm going to turn this away from me right now. There are men that are very, very insecure, and it makes them a very selfish person when they have someone come in their life and she is good to him. She softens. She gives him that woman that he needs in his life, that a man is supposed to have in his life, and he does not appreciate that. So I'm on both sides. I'm on the fence with everything that she said because it can pull in a powerful direction in either way. Okay, but as far as these women, these simple-minded-ass women, that they think that the pussy is just the sun, the moon, and the damn stars, and it's just going to keep him, no. He's going to leave, just like she said, okay? You don't keep your house together, don't nobody want to live in no filth, okay? Men speak for us. Men represent us as well as we represent them. And how can he go out there and just be, you know, like, say, oh, I'm proud of her, or just give her any kind of props because you know we need to hear him, okay? Don't even argue with me and say, that ain't important. It is important. We all, he don't never recognize or acknowledge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are women that just want to take advantage of men because somebody done got in their ear. There's like, I know what these women that I call tribe of Amazons. If y'all know about the Amazons, you know that they don't need the men. They just use them to procreate, and that's it. I know it's a lot of women out here that have that Amazon mentality where I don't need you. And if you don't bow down to me, well, then fuck you. You get nothing from me. As a matter of fact, I need more from you. That's the mentality of the woman that she's talking about. You know, it's man, I got too much to say. I'm not gonna shut up. So y'all go ahead.
Okay.
Somebody else though.
Yeah. All right. So I want to go. I want to go to Wendell.
Yeah. There was definitely a lot to unpack out of this, and I think the big thing here is the posturing, the mindset and the predisposition of the women that she is talking to who are commenting on this specific post out of all of her other content. And it seems like she is describing the women who have the mindset of, I deserve and I don't have to give. It's all right for me to have expectations. It's not all right for me to meet expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have like that, when it's like that, it's one-sided, and it reeks of course, entitlement, but it also creates an atmosphere of manipulation and distrust. And there's more fidelity to the idea of being right than there is willingness to create a relationship that is mutually beneficial. And that's where a lot of, you know, the mindset of the women who she's talking about goes awry. And that mindset is popularized in modern dating culture. So, for a man to be asked, like when I was married, I try to avoid so many unnecessary problems in conversations by blatantly not falling for the shit test questions. Like the baby, does this make me look fat? Or if I gain 30 pounds, would you still love me? You know, those are Those are shit test questions. Because if you're asking me that, then the real question is, if you gained 30 pounds, would you still love you? You know, are you looking for my love to come in and kind of assuage the lack of effort that you may be putting in on your own physical appearance? Are you kind of trying to look for permission to let yourself go? Or are you going to actually do the work to maintain your physical attractiveness and health? And it's like, no, I just chose not to participate in those types of conversations. Yes, there are women who have health issues, and you know, that's to be understood, and there's definitely a certain amount of grace for that. But the exception does not disprove the rule. And so I'm, you know, case by case, that's fine, but there, it's always easy to go to the extremes in order to justify what's in the middle of the bell curve. And so yeah, I don't get with that. I will not buy into that, because if tables were turned, you know, if he lost his job, like if he would say come to his wife and say, baby, if I lost my job and I couldn't, you know, earn what I was earning now and not have to go back to, you know, working a minimum wage job, would you still love me? No, because I expect you to provide on a certain level. I'm not in this to go backwards, would be the mindset of these same women who are commenting in this type of post. So yeah, I don't give grace for that. Because it reeks of hypocrisy. So, but yeah, there definitely was a whole lot to unpack in her in her commentary. But the key thing is, what is your predisposition towards the relationship? What is your general attitude towards men? And is there a degree of willingness to meet a man's expectations the same way that you expect a man to meet your expectations? And if those two things are not congruent, then there's no way that a relationship will ever be meaningful or exist with any kind of success.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay. So, Edwin, what's your opinion on it?
I mean, I tried not to. I feel like the conversation gets directed towards the weight versus the money, and oftentimes, because I feel like a lot of women feel like their value is set on the way that they look all the time, and men have this misconception that all a woman is worried about is them being able to provide financially. I don't think that's always the case. And like Wendell said, that's not always the case. And he is speaking to a certain set of women, and I respect that he did clarify that. But it's like, you know, most time that's not the case. And I think that if it's a healthy relationship, you should be able to have these conversations where you're like, you know, I think, you know, that's so much different than when I met you. Is there anything we could do to change that, or anything we could do to make these things different? I think in a healthy relationship, we both want to make one another happy, so we will consider those things instead of taking offense to them. But I think most of these conversations circle around unhealthy relationships, unequal relationships, where a guy is attracted to a woman for the way she looks and she's attracted to him for the things that he can provide. And those things are so easy to fall apart and to break down that those relationships always seem to break down. Like, who isn't expecting them to end up that way? But it's not healthy, so unhealthy things are going to come about from them, I would say. You should be able to talk to the person that you're with, I think. You should be able to talk to them. If my husband was to come to me and say that he felt like I needed to change the way that I looked and he wanted to do something with me to change those things, then I wouldn't be offended by it. Now, if he was just saying, like, you see me with my hands full with the children, who, even if you have children under 5 running around, it's hard to focus on yourself. So you might let it slip. And then he'll say, oh, even though your hands are full, you let your weight go without considering everything else that's going on. And I don't think that that would be fair. I don't think you should look at that one part of the person and decide if they don't change that, then they don't want to make me happy. You look at the person as a whole and try to communicate what you feel to them. I would think.
Really good. Lisa Lips.
Yeah. I am a plus size girl. Let's start from there. And with the norm is starting to change a little now, but coming up as a girl in this body, it was always a question about my weight, and I've had men who said I would date if. So I started out in the deficit a lot of times with people, and a lot of times I would choose to walk away from it rather than deal with any of that stuff. But you're going to change in relationships. Her body's not going to look like it did when you started dating her if you have children. The body's going to change. Financial issues are going to change. Those things will always happen. There's no constant for those things. Those things are going to always happen. Will you put an effort into trying to do the best you can with what you have? Of course. If you're not and he's saying something about it, or if he's not and you're saying something about it, then there should be a compromise of some sort if you actually care to have your relationship. But if you're looking for an out, anything's a reason to be out.
Exactly.
I mean, these are all legitimate points of what can happen, but I also happen to be a person who divorced somebody. Literally, she literally just did, she was mean, she didn't care, she did a whole bunch of stuff to, like, you know, she wanted to be free. That's what she wanted. And she just chose a terrible thing, you know, she chose a terrible way to do it. You know, and it didn't matter what I said and or thought or did or could do anything else. She was determined. And the funny thing is, like, even after she got her divorce, her life didn't get any better. And she would always say, oh, you know, if I'm not with you, my life is going to be so much better because I don't have the ABC. And her wife literally got worse. Like, it just literally got worse. And it was like, you know, I don't know how many frogs she kissed before she got to the current prince she got, but I don't think it was healthy. But I don't think it was healthy. But, you know, I digress. But I do believe that there are some women who believe that, like, they don't have to add or pour in or believe or do anything for their man. They just feel like, yo, they can feel such an entitlement that it becomes what it becomes. And they rest on it. And they really believe. There are some women who really believe, like, you should feel lucky that I'm with you. And you should accept the lowest amount of energy, love, anything else to be possessed to put in. You should be okay with that. And that's what they rock with. And then the other thing is there's other women who put every, like when she said that there are women that don't listen, I know that pain. I know what it feels like when you try to tell somebody, no matter how much, you know, no matter how much. I remember one time, right? So one time, I put something in my phone to direction, right? And they was like, I don't believe that's the correct. I don't believe that's right. I was like, but I put it in my phone. Then they put it in their phone, and their phone said the same thing. Didn't seem like it's right. So I said, no, you just have a fundamental distrust in anything that I say. Even when I put it in the phone, it's me. You know, just say it's me. You know, you don't have to do all that extra stuff. But that's how certain people rock, when they have that fundamental, I don't really give a shit, you know, this is the way I'm trained, this is the way I've trained up, anything else is going on. But off of that, now, let's get into this whole body dysmorphia dating thing while we're at it. Hold on, let me change this music real quick. All right, because I put something in the chat with a sister who has, she had radical surgery, you know, to get, you know, to look much better, which could be for health concerns or anything else like that. But so the question I pose is, would you date someone with radical body surgery that changes them, right, almost into a different person altogether because of how the surgery took, right? And they present themselves to be this person, but medically, they literally did all these different things to get to that particular body. You know, so I'm interested in hearing what y'all have to say about that before I move into the next section and bring in the case studies and stuff like that. So what do y'all think?
I feel like everybody, I mean, I've thought about surgery myself, back to what I said before, because I've always been a plus-size woman. But, so my vision on it is that if you're doing something that's necessary or you're doing something that benefits you in some way and it's not about just trying to fit in what people expect you to be, I have a problem with surgery for surgery's sake. So if I meet someone and they have had some kind of a radical surgery because it was necessary, that's one thing. But if you're just messing with yourself and turning yourself into this plastic-looking person, I'm not going to be interested in the first place.
Okay. We'll take it, gentlemen. Poetic, we'll start with you this time. What do you think?
If I get my phone off mute. Wow. You know, when I first listened to the clip or read the information, I was like, why are we having plastic surgery? You know, why are we doing surgery to our bodies? Is it for health reasons? If it's for health reasons, okay. But if it's just for another individual and not for yourself, most women will tell you that it's for themselves. But there's a self-esteem issue there, and they want to be accepted, so they choose to get surgery to look a certain way. I don't have a problem if it's for health reasons, but I do firmly believe that we were designed to look a specific way on purpose for a reason. And to alter that, you know, you're kind of going against the grain of the naturalness that you have to give to another person. Now you're coming with, you know, a fabricated body, if you will. You know, but to each his own, you know, I like natural, so.
Okay, Danielle.
I agree with both Lisa Lips and Poetic. I mean, if it's for health reasons, absolutely. But if you're doing it for vanity and ego, well, it's your choice. It is your choice, but if it's a really drastic change, to where I see the natural you later on. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. I mean, do you, but I prefer to see people in their natural state as well. I don't want that. I have a preference, honestly. And my preference is just please be you. Don't put on an air because you have a new body shape. Don't do that to me. And then later on, the real you comes out where I could have seen it from the beginning and it wouldn't bother me later, you know. Other than that, I mean, do you? But as long as you wasn't no, what's the name? You wasn't a woman and you got some drastic surgery and make me try to believe that that's a real penis down there. No. No, hell no. Skip.
What? What?
You heard what I said? I meant that. Because we're talking about body dysmorphia, the alphabet community suffers from that more than anybody. Anybody. Mm-hmm. They have the highest percentage of suicide. They are not accepting of their natural self. They don't love themselves enough. And that's an issue that I have as well. Not just the deception because, they go Amber Alert. Not just the deception because. Yeah.
Excuse me, okay.
Where was I? If you're coming in a what I like to call a Decepticon kind of way, don't approach me because I'm gonna hurt your feelings. I really am because I'm gonna leave so quick. See, I'm very, very sweet, and when I leave, you're gonna feel that shit. You're gonna notice it when I'm gone, and I'm not gonna look back because you deceived me. You completely deceived me. Okay, I can't. So. Pretty much, yeah. Health reasons, I definitely have no issue. But if you just want to make changes because you're vain, I'll give it some thought.
Okay. Wendell.
Yeah. There's something to be said about, it's completely valid to want to improve your physical appearance, if that indeed is something that you want to do for yourself. It's another thing when you go overboard. I love a natural woman. Obviously I am attracted to, to the curves and whatnot that come with the snatched waist and the full breasts and the wide hips and the round butt. But at the same time, there's something to be said about if that pursuit of perfection is what is driving someone, then that does speak to to the mental aspect of it. On GP, just on general principle, I like my women, no assembly required, and no batteries needed, batteries not included and all that good stuff. If when I look at a woman, I have to see, what are the maintenance instructions on the side of the box, then, I don't I don't want that.
Yeah. Wild. So the funny thing about this is that when I first started dating my ex-wife, she was a size 22. She got to 24. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of stuff that was going on, and she decided to have gastric bypass surgery. So in the gastric bypass surgery, within a three-month period, within a three-month period, she went from wearing, 2022 to 2018 to 16-14 to 12-10, and she kind of leveled off around 12-10, literally because of her not eating. But the thing was is that when she got it, when she got to that stage, she was deeply affected by how she saw herself, because literally putting on the weight was making herself unattractive, so that it would be that her stepfather wouldn't want to try to have sex with her or abuse her in some form or some fashion. And I'm not clear on this. I think just my understanding that some women, when they are sexually abused, will change, their body shape to become less attractive to the person who's assaulting her. So in her case, once she got to a certain size, right, then, like, men who might have not paid her attention started to pay her attention. And then she began to entertain the attention because it was attention she had never had before. People were paying her more mind. She could wear different clothes. She could do more things. Stuff. Matter of fact, one of the first people believe she cheated on me with was some dude that she saw while she was standing at a bus stop. And he basically, you know, approached her, and then she basically went for his shit. And it was like crazy because she literally broke off with me to chase him, and he was married, and he was seeing multiple women, and she knew it, but she didn't really care because of the way he paid attention to her. And I was like, well, I paid the same attention to you. You got kids with me, but that didn't really matter. And so in that sense, like, her idea of how she saw herself, or see, you know, still see certain things. And it's like people have different things when it comes to seeing themselves with everything else. And she would say, I still think of myself as being this way. I was like, you could put two legs inside of one pair of pants. Like, that's not really what's happening. But the attention that was given because of the gastric bypass and the sleeve and everything else that happened, you know, to the point where, like, you know, she found it very difficult to deal with the newfangled attention. And then the funny thing is, like, I had a childhood friend. She had two gastric bypass surgeries because she basically kind of, like, took herself down, and then she brought herself up, and then she had to bring herself down again. So it was very interesting to see how that happened, but to see she also said the same thing. Like, she's like, I've been this way my whole life. I find it very hard to not do certain things. And, you know, I think if you change your mind, you can change your habits and things that are happening. But in that sense, when we talk about misrepresentation and things of that sort, you know, we were talking about the man sues wife after she gives him an ugly baby. All right, so I'm just going to read this to y'all real quick. Right. A court in northern China sided with an angry ex-husband who sued his estranged wife for marrying him without disclosing her previous plastic surgeries. Fuming Huggy Feng Yan only found about his wife's scalpel-aided touch-ups after she gave birth to their baby daughter, who was ugly beyond description. That's really bad to call your daughter that. That's terrible. According to court papers, he called his own baby girl ugly beyond description. That's nuts. All right. Feng initially suspected his wife of having an affair, but after DNA tests proved that he was the ugly duckling's biological dad, she fessed up to having done over $100,000 worth of cosmetic surgery before they met. A court ordered her to pay him $120,000 for his claims of marriage under false pretenses. Plastic surgery is a huge topic of debate in China, Hong Kong, South Korea, and Japan. Cosmetic surgery had fun with the phenomenon by launching a controversial advertising campaign. All right, and it showed the beautiful couple and their three not-so-pretty little kids with the caption, the only thing you have to worry about after plastic surgery is explaining it to your children. Oh, shit.
Wow.
That's crazy, bro.
Yo.
Yo. This whole story is just messed up. It's really messed up.
Yeah.
I mean,
how y'all doing?
Hey,
what's going on?
Who
asked
to speak
if I pour up? Mr. Automatic
Charismatic.
Hey, Otto.
Okay, okay.
What's up, Otto?
Just, go, brother. Fine, man. Hold on, Otto. I got you. Just wait a second, Otto. Just hop in after we get going on the topic, all right? So that's fucked up. So what would you do if you found out? You'd be like, yo, this kid don't look like mine. And then you shoot your... Yo.
Oh, yeah.
I said, baby don't look like neither one of us. Who cares about that?
Yeah. That's a travesty.
I'm just saying. Like,
you
what
know
you
saying?
Have?
Who cares?
Like,
what
damn,
would you do? Like, yo,
for no reason at all.
They don't look like neither one of them.
I better call the damn social services and get a refund for that child support. I mean, I'd be mad. Find out the child ain't mine. I'd be upset. You know.
No, the child is mine. Yeah.
You don't know what we're talking about, how.
I know you don't know what you're talking about. That's why I said auto.
Okay, just, so you said the child got plastic surgery, right? Like Dwayne Wade?
No, hold on.
Like Dwayne Wade's,
No. Auto. Just hold on for a second. Matter of fact, let me just put you in a queue so you can hear, and I'm gonna bring you back out after you hear three or four opinions so you can catch up. So just hold on. All right. So you find out your very beautiful wife had over $100,000 worth of surgery, right? Which, you know, probably be millions in the United States. And you find out genetically that the children you have who are not as beautiful as the two of you together, right? I can't believe you sued it once. But what would you do? What would you do? So, matter of fact, let me start at the top and run it down. All right, so what would you do, Wendell?
Oh, man. Like, this baby don't look like neither one of us.
Like,
I mean, it's like there's a legitimate reason why the baby would not look like me. But because if I'm not the daddy, then it's not gonna look like me. But it should have some resemblance to the mama. If the mama changed her appearance so much that the baby don't look like her.
Y'all, you be like, who did this dumb?
That's traumatizing the baby. Like, are you my mommy? Are you my daddy? I can say hell no. The baby, she gonna look at the baby and be like, "Oh, come in and see mama." And the baby gonna be like, "Oh hell no, who is you? Stranger danger."
I'm just saying. That shit is the craziest thing. All right, so Danielle, we're going to go to you. Come on, Danielle.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I can hear you. So men do it too. I've seen men change. Man, it's crazy. But they spend just as much on cosmetics as women do, if not more so. And the babies that I'm having, they don't look like me, but they also don't look like daddy. What the fuck did these doctors do to me? What whose babies are these? Okay. And then I'm going to ask him, do you see any resemblance of you in these kids? Because if you do, I'd like you to show me because I don't see any. And then he dropped the bomb on me. He had surgery, and he looked like, he been swinging around on a vine or some shit. I don't know. I'm gonna love my babies. I love my babies regardless. But me and him, it ain't gonna be no peace in the valley for a minute. We're gonna stick together because I'm gonna still work with him. You know, I love him. If he's my husband and I have babies for him, I love him. So I'm gonna stick with him. But we gonna have issues for a little while because that's gonna keep hitting me in the face.
I think somebody already got hit in the face. Go ahead, Poetic. Hey, yo, I got a question. I just got one question. You said these kids don't look nothing like her or me, right?
Uh-huh.
Yo, did I have surgery too?
No. It's just genetically, the kids are yours. She had her surgery was so radical. She became a beauty, you know, but the genes that she had didn't represent what she looked like. You know, I guess she had surgery on her nose, her body, all those other things. And he married her because of her looks, and then when they had the kids,
I get that. My kids look like me, so I don't know if I can, you know. I think a DNA test would be wrong. We had to get a second, third, fourth, fifth opinion.
Absolutely.
Because these kids got to have some type of resemblance of me in them, some type, way, shape, or form. But if you've seen my kids, they got three different baby mamas. I got three baby mamas. Okay? And all my kids look alike. So,
I saw that picture, and all those kids look like they real mama did. They did look like they real mama.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm good here. All
right.
Yeah, we be having more DNA tests. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right. So, Lisa, look.
I have family members who, in particular, I have one cousin who had 12 kids. And all of them look exactly like him. None of them look like his wife. They're all 12, belong to both parents. None of them look like her. They all look like him. So sometimes one gene is much stronger. So maybe if chick that had all the surgery was the one that had the strong gene, and the baby looks like what she originally looked like and don't look like the father at all.
Exactly. Yeah. Her genes were dominant.
Right.
What happened?
A strong feature.
Mm-hmm. And the dude is now wondering, but that leaves dude wondering who in the world fathered all these children, or because it ain't mine the way they're looking, but they're looking like what she looked like before surgery. I actually did see this story. It's been out for a moment. And she did not. I saw one article that showed what she looked like before. She had had her teeth corrected, her nose fixed, she had cheek implants. She had done all kinds of things. So she looked like a perfect China doll, when in reality she looked more like Howdy Doody.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not a good situation, and she never told him until after they had a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Y'all got an interesting subject. I'm sorry for the noise. I'm at a truck stop. I don't know if y'all want to hear it. You know, Mojave, I don't know if you want to hear that background noise. So I feel like you're staying in the truck. A kid that don't look like me, you're going to have that conversation.
Javi, where you at?
You said what?
Bro, you were muted.
My bad. Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad. I'm sorry. I said, Edwina, what would you do?
I mean, what would I do? I feel like Danielle, like, he would get the side eye, but I don't think that that would be, like, a defining factor on whether I like my kids or anything. But I just look at it like, isn't it kind of, like, poetically ironic, right? Because he just was so into how she looked that he didn't even realize he was marrying a – she was a liar fundamentally, and she was lying to his face every day. That's the bigger part. But he was more interested in what she looked like, and then she turned out to give him three children that he doesn't want to look at
because it's just weird to me. But you have to love your children no matter what.
Horrible.
That sounds bad. It did. It do sound bad.
This is horrible.
It sounds
right?
like an episode of like the Twilight Zone.
I'm just saying. But he sued and he won. He sued and won. The court awarded him $120,000 because of misrepresentation.
Well, I mean, she did misrepresent herself to him. She didn't disclose to him what she had done.
All the way to the courtroom, I swear, his head must have been like fuming all the way to the courtroom until he got the decision in his favor. You're gonna take on a woman. You had babies, not just a baby. If you had babies, so you did it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're gonna take her to court and all that money. Come on, man. That's the mother of your children.
You know, in the mortgage world, misrepresent material facts, called fraud.
Yeah.
And fraud is punishable, is a federal offense.
You're right.
Yep.
I mean, technically, it was fraud. The court awarded, like, you know. But my thing is, like, yo, he went in on his own kids.
I can't attach babies to this the word fraud and I don't know. This is horrible. I keep thinking about the kids.
But shouldn't the mother have thought about the kids?
Maybe he should have talked to her about stuff like that before he got married. I mean, was he betrothed before he met her? Because my thing is, this is something. I mean, it's old, but it's not so old as to it's not part of the stipulations these days. You ask people these questions. You want to know these things, okay? Because this body transformation thing is not new. So I'm pissed with him. I don't care. You got babies by this woman. It's fraud, but what, come on.
I can't get. It's fraud. Period.
Oh well.
Anything that comes after that is trying to assuage and divert attention from the fact that this person committed fraud.
But I have a question in this whole situation. So, okay, she committed fraud. She didn't tell him he's got kids with her now who look like what she looked like pre the Barbie treatment. But they're still his children. So is he still responsible for child support for these children?
I mean, clearly they're his children. The DNA does not lie. It did not
exactly.
lie. These are absolutely his children.
So she is retaining. Well, let's see. Now she got all these surgeries, so that would indicate to me that she got some bread. So who's the breadwinner here? Who has custody of the children, and who's going to be liable for?
I mean, well, they didn't go that far in the story.
Right. I mean, I would think that she would retain custody of the children. His problem was the fact that the kids were ugly. So I would think that she would maintain them.
Please. I'm calling the baby.
Man, I tell you, there's so much garbage.
Whether she's the breadwinner or not,
listen.
Obviously can cover the amount.
Yeah, they're still his children.
Exactly. They're both probably wealthy.
Listen, there's a bunch of things that go on. Like, you know, people use surgery to address issues, to fix things on themselves, but some people use it to look good in the other person's eyes, right? So, for example, there's this article where it says, a woman says she spent $11,000 to look like my boyfriend's sex doll, and he loves it.
Ew.
Let me say that again. She says, I spent $11,000 to look exactly like my boyfriend's sex doll. He loves it.
Okay, well, you got a positive thing out of it. He just ought to love it. He just ought to love the fuck out of it every single day.
Yes,
he spent that much money. He ought to appreciate that shit. If it looks good to him enough to handle an inanimate object and get pleasure from it, you turning yourself to look like that is all the better. Now he got the real thing that looks like that doll. So that's what turns
this,
him
this
on.
Sound, this
he
sound like
it.
A,
my issue
this
is with it is
like
she
a
said,
melanin surprise problem.
Hey, what?
Right.
This sounds like a problem for the melanin. Okay, never mind. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but the funny thing is
issue with it is she said that she spent the money to look like his sex doll, and she refers to him as her boyfriend. So at any moment, he could decide he wants a different doll and walk away, and it's scot-free. And she's done all this surgery for him and not for herself.
Well, I hope she enjoys how she looks, then.
I hope so, too.
I'm about to say, because it's her body, her choice.
There you go.
It is her body, her choice. And if she's doing it to please her man, so be it. But there's a picture of them all together, and they said that they were having squishy threesomes with the dog. All right, I don't yuck nobody's yum. I'm not going to yuck nobody's yum. But literally, think about it. You know, a person decided, well, you know what? My boyfriend loves this silicone doll with the soft breast so well that I'm going to go and get the same type of surgery to make myself look like what he desires. So he may not request it, but she desired to fulfill that for him. So, you know, to me, it's like, you know, whatever you do with your money is what you do with your money. But if you're doing it in the realm of trying to, impress somebody, I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was kind of my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people hurt you, they'll turn around and eat their ass, drop you like a bad habit, and you be stuck. Like, I did all of this. I hope she likes it. I hope she loves it just as much as he does, even more so.
That's wild. Super wild. All right. What's this other thing? Yeah. Yo, for real, is it that?
Now you're going to make
no,
me look.
So, no, that's a little crazy. Anyway, that being said, another thing that they have, which is really interesting, because when we were talking about the BBLs, right? Since we're talking about body dysmorphia, we all know that the Brazilian butt lift is the go-to surgery to increase your income if you're doing an OnlyFans, you're dancing, you're performing. Whatever acts that you're doing that might, you know, because sex work is actual work, and you decide to go get a Brazilian butt lift, right? And so there are absolute horror stories about this Brazilian butt lift in order to make your booty increase in order to increase your income. And much like someone has bigger breasts and they serve something, they get more tips, you know, I guess the big booty thing also happens. So, you know, with these BBLs, are BBLs necessary? You know, I'm gonna start out with that. Are BBLs necessary? Are they needed? You know, anybody can ask.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they necessary? I guess to the person that's getting it done.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess necessary for what?
Whatever purpose they want, a bigger booty for.
Nobody's because they're obviously not necessary for survival. They're not necessary for you know, there to be some sense of physical attractiveness. I think that you know, what they are necessary for is to give yourself something to compare. You know, mm-hmm. they are necessary for fueling a person's competitive nature when it comes to comparison. Because they don't, that's really why people get them, why the women get them. She got a bigger breast. She's getting such attention. I want one too. It's not like they're necessary to be attracted to the opposite sex.
I mean, there's a thing. People who have ridiculously sized body parts seem to do better than most people when it comes to like an independent network or design where they allow that. You know, but the BBL is actually. I was gonna put the pictures in the chat, but I changed my mind. There's a woman whose implants into her butt exploded on her.
Oh,
right, and she
God.
Had to have emergency surgery.
Poor woman. Jesus, I can't even imagine.
Well, she had to have emergency surgery. You know, because you said enlighten that what?
Oh no! I was just saying in light of that consequence, was it necessary? Is it seems like the potential consequences go severely lacking in the calculus on whether or not something is necessary.
Mhm. You're right. But women are dying in back cafes and coffee shops, just trying to make it a little bit bigger, you know. Nuts. So, we got 14 minutes to the hour. I think it's okay to push off early, because you know, it's a school night, and I got several things to do, and I'm wicked tired. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for another installment of War Council. Mr. Meadows, can you tell us what's going on in the 50-year radio universe this week?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night's The Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity. And guest host Danielle, La Pearl La Negra. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night is going to be Halloween, y'all, and the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here for one of Mojave's great show next Tuesday. Mojave, which show will we have the pleasure of hearing?
Blast Speak.
There you have it, Blast Speak.
Blast Speak.
With your host, Mojave. Mojave, back to you.
Thank you, good sir. All right, well, listen, it's been a super fantastic thing. I want to thank personally everybody who came out tonight, always participating in War Council, exemplary people that you need to know. Wendell, Danielle, Van, Lisa Lips, of course, Adrena. I want to thank the Epiphany Radio Universe family, the Starship Epiphany, for rocking out with your socks out, because you were truly gifted, amazing individuals. I am glad to be among y'all number. It's amazing. I have an idea of what's going to work out, but we're going to start taking confirmation that people actually throw us in the back channel and see what we can come up with solutions or things of that sort. Now, we will not laugh at you, any serious situation, anything that's going on, because that's not what we're about. We're not going to make fun of yuck-yuck and all this other stuff that's going on unless you say something first. And we're going to rock out. I don't know which episode War Council this is, but this is more or less the second year of something amazing and successful. And I want to thank everybody who participated in that, because without you, there is no me or anything else that's rocking. I want to thank the boss man, T.O. Larry Monix, for rocking with us, giving him a chance for us to be ourselves and rock out with anything else and having a great time at the same time. And then with that being said, 10 minutes early, this podcast is going to self-destruct in 10, 9, 8,
good night, everybody.
Seven.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Six.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Five.
Good night.
Four. Three. Two. One. Good night.